Nolte, Pathetic Media Attacks on Sound of Freedom Driven by Bigotry and Fear. By John Nolte on July 10, 2023. Sound of Freedom is a genuine box office phenomenon, and the corporate media are bitter and terrified. Oh, sure, the usual woke Nazis at CNN, The Washington Post, and The Guardian, etc., are pretending to be angry and indignant over Sound of Freedom's problematicness, but the truth is the exact opposite. For all kinds of reasons, the ongoing success of this movie angers and terrifies them. And it should. First, let's list the fake media's desperate, dumb, and flailing smears, starting with basement-rated CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence. Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel embraces QAnon. Sound of Freedom spreads QAnon beliefs about sex trafficking. Sound of Freedom was created out of a moral panic, bogus statistic, and fear. The Washington Post, a far-left propaganda outlet that slanders teenage Christians, defends movies that sexualize and exploits little girls, and defends child mutilation. Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel embraces QAnon. Sound of Freedom is not based on a true story. The real-life organization Sound of Freedom is based on, Operation Rescue, was investigated by the government for fraud, witness tampering, and retaliation. No charges were filed. The far-left Guardian, a far-left propaganda outlet that defends child exploitation and defends child mutilation. Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel embraces QAnon. Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel appeared on Steve Bannon's War Room. And on the woke right go sharing all the same talking points. Which I'm sure is some sort of coincidence and has nothing to do with centralized coordination, because to believe the media are coordinating would make me QAnon adjacent or something. My response to each of these bullet point attacks slash allegations slash smears is a hale and hearty. So what? I don't know everything about Jim Caviezel's personal beliefs, and because I'm an adult, I don't care. I don't know how true Sound of Freedom is, and because I'm an adult, I don't care. I don't know anything about the real Operation Rescue, but it must be Caesar's wife to have survived that kind of government investigation in this fascist climate. Either way, I don't care. Why don't I care? So what if Caviezel believes some wacky stuff? So does Oliver Stone. So does Jane Fonda. So does Madonna. So what if Sound of Freedom stretches the based on a true story brand to the limit? So does every single movie that's been based on a true story in the 100-year history of Hollywood. So what if Sound of Freedom validates some ideas that emanate from a fringe group like QAnon? Pretty much every issue-based movie validates some fringe movement, be it the left-wing terrorist organizations Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the socialist communists, environmentalists, and Nazis, or the Democrat-founded Ku Klux Klan. These attacks on Sound of Freedom are breathtakingly stupid, reactionary, and driven by only two things: bigotry and fear. First, you must remember that the corporate media has been completely taken over by left-wing bigots who despise all things Christian. The very idea that a Christian movie's box office success would generate headlines, as Sound of Freedom did with Disney's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Woe Cotard, that humiliate their allies in the Disney grooming syndicate freaks the media out to where they become sputtering, defensive, bitter, and bigoted fools making absurd arguments against a movie. Secondly, the fear comes from a real concern that the far left is losing its grip on the culture. It's not that Christian or traditional content providers like Angel Studios, the group distributing Sound of Freedom and producing the global phenomenon The Chosen, will someday own the culture. That war is lost. But using new technology, these content providers are creating workarounds that provide those of us who have written off modern culture with a place to go. You see, outlets like CNN, Disney, The Washington Post, Netflix, etc., want to hold on to political power by stepping between parent and child with sexual corruption. If they can influence the next generation into miserable neurotics, degenerates obsessed with sexual identity, or confused babies who never grow up, that's a whole generation of Democrats. Then there's the straight-up McCarthyism aspect of this. These far-left media outlets are doing what they did with Passion of the Christ in 2004. smearing the film and the artists behind it in a hysterical way deliberately meant to scare other artists away from trying to replicate what is now a proven financial success. The fear is also palpable because outlets like Angel Studios are creating not only popular Christian and traditional content but also quality content. It might have taken a while, but through trial, error, and failure, people on the right have honed their craft. And the results are becoming more and more impressive. As the left's own artistic quality degenerates into mind-numbing, soul-killing, anti-art propaganda, the right is getting it together artistically at just the right time. Finally, as the left has proven time and again, this is now a political movement made up of child groomers and child groomer enablers. The fact that the transsexual movement is populated with way too many freaks who want to have sex with kids is undeniable. The fact that Hollywood, public schools, big business, the corporate media, and the Democrat Party protect and enable these despicable and dangerous freaks is equally undeniable. Sound of Freedom says, protect the kids. In this obscene era of exposing little children to drag queens, gay pornography, homosexuality, flashers, and the irreversible puberty blockers and surgeries that permanently mutilate children, that message directly threatens the left's political power. Remember this, the QAnon smear was invented to make people afraid to speak the truths I just laid out in the above paragraph. Think about this. What have you become when you try to dissuade people from seeing a movie that raises awareness about sex trafficking? What have you become when you defend exposing children to drag queens, mutilation, and deviant sexual practices? Answer, evil. One of the most fascinating parts of the CNN clip above is watching a CNN anchor admit child sex trafficking is a real problem. That's the first time I've heard CNN say that. What does that tell you? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.